One and done is a phrase for athletes who are so good they spend 1 year at college and then go pro. You've got to be really good to even be thinking about one and done. Even though she's in college, one and done does not describe Khadijah Buchanan. She is really good at her game, soccer, and FIFA, the governing body of world soccer, has a new list that proves it. It's the 10 finalists for Women's World Player of the Year, the Ballon d'Or, the Golden Ball Trophy. And Canadian Khadijah Buchanan is on that list. Sports journalist Sandra Priscina joins me from Calgary in Alberta. What is so special about Khadijah, Sandra? What is her story?
Khadijah has a fantastic story, Marco, and it all started a few years ago. She was 17 years old when she made her debut for the Canadian senior team, and she really made her debut by storm on Canadian soil. Her first match in front of Canadian fans was in Toronto. It was between Canada and the USA. It was their first match since the Olympics. So it was a friendly, but it wasn't so friendly in terms of the competition. And Khadijah's role in that game was to mark Abby Wambach. I mean, that's the best player in the world, the most prolific goal scorer, and she did an incredible job. Canadian fans hadn't seen her up to that point, and I don't know if they realized how good Khadijah is in terms of her athleticism. And she kept Abby at bay. Abby didn't have any opportunities on goal. For Khadijah to be able to do that in front of her friends and her family in Ontario was pretty cool. And I think ever since then, all Canadian fans have had their eyes on her. And of course, now you fast forward to 2015 and here we are.
Yeah, if anyone can keep Abby Wambach at bay, they are pretty good. So how rare is it that a college player, man or woman, makes the Ballon d'Or list?
Well, you know what? It doesn't happen often because when you're playing college ball, a lot of times you're devoted to your NCAA team, so you're not seen on an international stage. I think what really worked out well this year for Khadijah was the fact that the Women's World Cup was in Canada. So she was on a bigger stage, a more high-profile stage, and in terms of being part of that host nation. So I think that really helped her out. But at the same time, her success also comes with her experience in the NCAA. She's a junior at West Virginia University, and over the last year, she has earned countless accolades. She did that in her sophomore year, and West Virginia is one of the best defensive teams in the NCAA. So that's almost unheard of for them to be so successful. And speaking to their head coach, Nikki Izzo-Brown, just maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, she told me that Khadijah is the player that keeps that back line together. She is much of the reason that they're so sound defensively.
The favorite for the Ballon d'Or title has to be Carly Lloyd, just in terms of visibility. I mean, with a dizzying bunch of goals in the World Cup and that midfield miracle goal, will the title actually go to someone other than Lloyd, do you think?
I personally, no. There's no question that Carly Lloyd deserves that award. What she did in that final, especially, I mean, her prolific performance was something that won't be forgotten, I think. It was a performance for the ages. So absolutely, I do think it is Carly Lloyd's trophy, and it's well-deserved.
Sports journalist Sandra Priscina telling me about Canadian Khadijah Buchanan. Thanks very much, Sandra.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you for having me, and thanks for having interest in the Canadian women's soccer team.